coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your sipping couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, January 28th, 2013.
And this is episode 92.
Hi, everybody.
And we're not through. Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
We're the sipping couple because we both have two drinks. My hot tea.
We're sipping on some scissors.
And my Alliance big old ceramic mug.
Yep. And I got my Horde ceramic mug.
And I wasn't finished. And I have some juice in the World of Warcraft cup. Holds a lot of juice.
So, is your World of Warcraft cup the same as my World of Warcraft cup?
Mm-mm.
See, I have...
Nope. This has the, says dude. I don't know who that is. It's a little different.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, my coworker got them for me from California because she's awesome.
Yeah.
So, we are back. It is just us. There's no special guest.
No special guest, so sorry.
I get Jay all to myself. I don't have to share.
Wah. You know, people are like, wah, wah, wah.
I'm turning it off now. You don't have a special guest.
Don't turn it off. We got a good show for you. We had a great weekend and everything, and we'll definitely be telling you about that. I want to say a quick shout out to Pretty Lights Music at prettylightsmusic.com. Thank you guys for letting us use your music for our intro and outro. Go check them out at prettylightsmusic.com. And I don't know where I was going with that.
You looked at me like I was supposed to know. I was like,
yeah,
I don't know.
So for our new listeners that may be out there that may just have stumbled across us, we want to say welcome to you. We are the Valentine Cast. I'm JJ Valentine.
And I'm Nene Valentine.
Nene Valentine.
Renee Valentine.
We are a couple in Louisville, Kentucky that enjoy geeky things. Food, music, media, and all of the great stuff that's out there.
I'm just wondering, do you plan to say it like every like five shows, or just happens?
Actually, this just happens. We haven't really said it
in a while.
I think it was like, you know, late fall, maybe early fall since last time we said something like that. Just kind of introduce ourselves to everybody. And we want to say hello to the chat room.
Hi, chat room.
What is going on? We got Hando representing everyone.
Hi, Hando.
Today. Appreciate you being out there for us and hanging with us and stuff.
And Fertito was here, but he's not here. But hi, Fertito. I don't know who you are, but I bet you're awesome.
Yep. But we're going to go ahead and jump right into a little bit of the...
The weekend wrap up.
Every time I hear those bumpers, it reminds me that you do not want to put yourself in the bumpers every time.
Well, Renee, okay, so you asked for new bumpers.
Look, we already went over this last time.
You asked for new bumpers. You didn't say, I want new bumpers with Jay only.
I thought it was implied.
No, it wasn't implied. And you were here. You were sitting right across from
me. But I thought you were going to make some with your voice.
You were sitting right across from me as I was making these bumpers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Were you not paying attention to what I was doing, spicing?
Probably not.
See, there you go. That's what happened.
I mean, I'm being honest. Probably not.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you weren't. That's the thing. And I can tell that you weren't.
Okay.
But anyway, you're so excited.
I am so excited. So
what are you so excited about?
I'm so excited because we broke out our sewing machine. See what I did there? The day after Thanksgiving, Jay and I.
Thanksgiving.
I just said Thanksgiving.
No, you said the day after Thanksgiving.
Oh, it was on Thanksgiving.
Right.
Thanksgiving night. Walmart was opening early for their Black Friday.
Thursday.
Terrible Thursday or whatever it's called. So we
trampling.
Went.
Trampling Thursday.
So we went to Walmart at 8. And we were going to buy a laptop.
We were thinking about buying a laptop. Yeah, yeah. We were.
And we went there and we ended up buying a shop vac.
Bought a shop vac.
And we bought a sewing machine.
That is correct.
And which is crazy. My mom used to sew when I was a kid and she was good at it, but I have not sewed except for one time I made an apron for some class. It was not very good.
That's okay. I would have wore it.
So, because I need to make a piece of clothing for my costume for DragonCon. And to buy it would be crazy expensive. So I bought it and we finally broke it out after. It's been like, what, 2 months?
Yeah, roughly 2 months, yep.
And so I wanted to practice, you know, sewing stitches and everything.
Mm-hmm.
We watched the instructional DVD.
That told Not us, once.
But twice.
Twice.
Because we needed to know how to, you know, get it set up.
Right.
And we bought... We went to Dee's Crafts? No.
We went to Joann's.
Joann's Fabrics.
Yeah.
We bought 10 yards of muslin to practice with. We didn't know 10 yards of muslin was so much muslin. That's a lot of muslin. But it's okay because we get our practice.
Yep.
I am going to make a pillow to start off with. And then we'll go on from there. I'm not going to go for the big thing yet. So it was nice and calming. I thought it was okay. Like, it'd be awesome if I can make something out of nothing.
Right,
Which is why I like to watch Project Runway.
Right.
So, Jay with a sewing machine, he made weird stuff.
Yeah, I made something like almost like a pillowcase, mm-hmm. But it was big enough to put my hand and arm
in
it.
Yeah, it was like, just fit over his arm. It was an arm bag.
Yep, and then I did a sewing where I sewed almost like in a curve, so it almost made like those little scent pouches.
Yeah, the sachets
or whatever.
I think that's what it's called.
Yep.
And then you made a baby doll tank top.
Yeah.
With no arms.
With no arms or a baby doll
he
dress.
Forget the arms.
Yeah, there was no arm slots. So.
So he made a little tank top for a baby doll.
Yep. With no arms, of course. So, if someone...
Hey, there are some armless baby dolls out there that would really appreciate that.
That is correct. So. I absolutely have to agree with that.
So, we'll let you know. So, I'm breaking it out again this weekend because I really want to get good so I can get this made. So, we'll tell you our exploits. And that's the only thing of note we really did this weekend.
Right. Well, Hando in the chat room said that they're getting a sewing machine in the spring.
Ooh, I hope you like it.
Yeah.
Like at first, I was scared I was going to sew my finger because I've seen that happen on Project Runway. It did not looked very painful. It did not look nice at all. But I just go slow.
Yep, go slow.
And then I speed up as I get more comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh,
I always start off slow.
But yeah, so, I mean, it's cool. I really enjoyed it and everything and you know, breaking it out. And everything else we did this weekend is going to be covered in different areas.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be covered in, you know, media and food mainly. You know,
that's the only thing we did, like, way different.
Right. So, I guess you want to go ahead and talk about a little bit of... Ooh, what?
Tech technology.
So... I don't know why I put this into places.
I think because you saw the fancy sewing machine with all the buttons.
Oh, yeah. So, we got the sewing machine, and we went to the library this past week to get books about sewing.
We did.
We got The Idiot's Guide to Sewing.
Yep.
And 100 Things to Do with Your First Sewing Machine.
And that one was crazy.
Yeah. We open it up, and we see the fanciest sewing machine I've ever seen. I didn't even know they made sewing machines like this. It was digital with buttons, like all these different buttons, and it was quite pretty.
I think what they did with that one, I think they just took the dials on arm sewing machine and they replaced them with buttons.
Yeah, but it's digital. It looks more modern.
That light up.
Yeah, they light up. You can sew in the dark.
Sew in the dark.
So that book isn't so great because it doesn't really teach you how to sew. It just gives 100 projects or something like that. But
right,
a lot of them are old fuddy-duddy. There's a lot of curtains, shower curtains, pillows, stuff like that. So, but The Idiot's Guide to Sewing is really good. It teaches you about all the notions that you need, which is, you know, zippers and snaps and all that. And it teaches you vocabulary. yep. which is good.
Yep.
So I read some of that.
Yep.
And so I'm that's really helpful. But so yeah, there's tech. I talked about our sewing machine twice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you have any tech?
I don't. I do not. So I mean, it was a techless week for me.
It was, me too.
You know,
no tech.
So
media. Movies, books, comics, TV.
So, yeah, that's a little long. We're going to
have the
short.
I like that one.
Just it's a little long.
I don't think that's long.
Okay. So, yeah. So, we are speeding right along. This is going to be a 20-minute show.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it could be. It could not be. I'm really trying to get your levels right.
Oh, what? I thought you already got me right.
I did. Something weird happened.
I didn't
happened.
Change.
No, you did not. I heard you.
No, I was going to talk, but then I was like.
No, go ahead.
No.
Say it.
Hando said that he started Walking Dead this week.
All
I'm assuming he's talking
game.
About the video game.
The video game or the.
Or the show. But I'm assuming it's the video game. And I'm assuming it's the good video game, because there are some bad ones out there, actually.
And we'll say hello to Tiffany403.
Hi, Tiffany403.
In the chat room. The chat room, thanks for
so,
swinging by. He
yeah,
started.
I hope
show.
You like it, Honda. Oh, the show.
Yeah.
You can probably just skip over season two. Yep. No, watch season two, but it's not as important. So
it's not as important.
It's not. So, except for that one moment. So this week, last week, the movie we rolled for was The Double.
And
starring Richard Gere and Topher Grace. I keep wanting to call him Tofu.
Tofu Grace. I would call him Tofi.
Tofi.
Tofi works. That's a cute name.
So basically the show is about this this guy trying to find a killer.
Right.
And
the name Double has something to do
with the whole
movie.
Okay. But this movie has a twist. And then it has another twist on top of that twist. And
right.
I'm cool with having one twist, but when you start piling twists on each other,
yep.
I don't like that. It makes, like, come on, really? Really?
So I have really? To ask, while I'm sitting here getting ready to, you know, tell us what you want to roll and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's been watching Seeking Justice. Who's been watching?
It's not me.
Somebody watched Seeking Justice.
No.
Did you add it to the queue?
What is Seeking? I don't even know what that is.
It's with Nicolas Cage.
Seeking Justice. Maybe. Mm-hmm. I haven't been watching anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember adding it to the queue.
Mm-hmm.
I think you added that.
I did not add that. But
I didn't add that.
Somebody try to watch it.
Does anybody have our login for our Netflix?
No. It said someone watched this on 126.
It definitely wasn't me.
Maybe you didn't finish watching it. Or maybe you added it.
I did not add it. I swear.
Huh.
It was not me.
So why is that on our queue? Oh.
You added it, didn't you?
Nope. I did not add it. I know what happened. We got through watching Double, and I accidentally started it.
Oh.
So you know what? Instant queue.
Did you put it on the queue?
I'm going to since.
Oh, that's Nicolas Cage.
What's going on?
What?
Netflix is broken.
No. Well, I guess we can't do a movie for next week. I get to watch whatever I want.
Let's see. Seeking Justice, Instant Queue. There we go.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Are you ready for me to roll?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
To see what wonderfulness
ooh.
I'm going to get.
I'm going to add this one, too. Superman.
See, guys, this is why our queue never goes down.
Superman and Shazam, The Return of Black Adam. Why not? That's DC.
As opposed to Asian Adam or White Adam.
I know. It's horrible. It's horrible. And you said you like Batman, right?
Yeah, in certain instances. Yeah.
Okay. I'll add that one, too.
Even though he's very tropey. Oh, my parents were killed. I'm going to grow up.
Have you seen the Ultimate Avenger movie?
No. I'm going to grow up.
Okay.
And be a fighting person who no one knows who I am, even though I talk like this and no one else talks like this but me. And what do you have?
Like
and I have a wart on my nose, but of course, no one notices that.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like, when I was watching that, I was like, how can you not know this is Batman? He has a wart in the exact same place as Bruce Wayne. Okay? If you're going to be a crime fighter, get any distinguishing marks taken off of your face.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. All right, so that's my advice for those who want to grow up and be crime-fighting heroes.
While you're doing that, I'm going to update the...
Let's see if I get a low or high number, because that's always what happens.
We went from forever lazy to sipping.
It's a high number, 183.
Okay. So
how many do we have on our queue?
So it's going to be the last one I just added.
Okay, I got to roll again.
All right, so here's my question. So,
do the one before
it's
that.
It's either going to be Deep Impact if we did that one. So, because that was the last one,
right?
Before I added Seeking Justice, Justice League, and Ultimate Avengers.
Well, this is our podcast, so we can cheat.
So we're going to do Deep. Deep Impact. I'm going to do Deep Impact, but I'm also going to push up Ultimate Avengers as well. Okay. But Deep Impact is the movie,
and that's
we are to watch,
and that's about the tsunami or something, right?
That is the Armageddon ripoff.
Okay, I thought it was the other way around. Which one came out first?
They both came out in the same year.
Which one came out month? I guess we would have to see when did production begin is the big thing.
But they both came out the same year. This is the year that movies that came out were almost similar to each other. Deep Impact is similar to Armageddon. Armageddon is the better movie, according to Rotten Tomato, by the fans. But by the critics, Deep Impact is the better movie. Mm. And I can tell you now, by our resident Canadian, Bronco.
Yeah.
He says that those in Canada prefer Deep Impact more so than Armageddon, because Armageddon has so many American flags. It's so American driven. And I didn't realize that Canadians were so anti-American.
Now, maybe a lot of Americans also prefer Deep Impact. You don't know if they do or not. Maybe you're just assuming because you like Armageddon more.
Well, mostly everybody I asked. Armageddon is the one that's remembered
how
most.
How many people?
Scott and them on Deep Impact Scott of Final Score said they preferred Armageddon over Deep Impact.
All three on Final Score?
All four.
All four.
All four on
Film Sack.
Yes, Film Sack. Yes, they all preferred it.
That's just four people. That is not a very good cross-section of America.
That is extremely... well, cross section of America.
No black people.
You have.
There's no Asian people. No Indian people.
Well, you have a Jew.
There's
on
no
there
Native American.
As a Jewish.
Oh, he
on
doesn't
there.
Count.
And
he already said he doesn't count.
Yes,
he even said
yeah,
that.
He does count. And Scott has a Korean brother.
That doesn't. I don't see how that's relevant.
That's very relevant because he gets to talk about those folks.
So anyway, so yeah.
And
so,
then,
but I think
Scott also. Talks to me regularly.
Yes.
And,
he's not black by association.
So that, hey, Kim.
Kim, best Kim.
Kim
but
is part black.
Kim, well, technically, everybody in America is pretty much part black, if you want to get technical with it.
I'm just saying.
Probably.
No,
I bet you 90% of Americans have some African American.
So what you're
that's
saying
what
then, guess, you are the saying. Since you said there's no black people represented, there's no Native Americans represented, but now you're saying there are because everybody has that.
No.
So, yes.
Just because you have African American ancestry does not make you African American. We watched
that's
that
not,
documentary. You remember
not,
that
that's
documentary?
Not, that's not what we're saying. I was just telling you that these people were represented.
No, he's not.
We are represented. So
anyway, so I think that you're going to watch Deep Impact and you're going to change your mind.
I will not.
How do you know?
I will not
you
change
cannot...
my mind.
When's the last time you saw Deep Impact?
1998.
Sorry to laugh.
Yeah.
I was like 19.
Wow. Elijah Wood is in Deep Impact. How crazy is that?
1998, huh?
Elijah Wood in 1998. But so we got Deep Impact. So Renee already, we already talked to you about Double, watching that movie.
Yeah, talked about Double.
And then so we went to go on Saturday. We also went to go see Les Mis. If you listened to the last show, you know we talked about with Reggie and Dana about me going to see Les Mis. And that they suggested, highly suggested that I go see it. You know, drop my worries and go see it. That yeah. I will be impacted.
Why were you worried? Let's say why you were worried.
Because, you know, Russell Crowe was playing the villain.
And what are your thoughts on Russell Crowe?
Russell Crowe is a very good actor.
Because, you know, he has a good track record. Gladiator.
He can act, no doubt. But with Les Mis, it was musical.
But how did you know that you would doubt him as opposed to somebody?
Because I knew he couldn't sing.
How do you know?
Because unlike you, Renee, who thinks every person that is an actor or actress, you think they can sing.
That's not true. I said I'm surprised by how many people who act can also sing. I did not say everybody who acts can sing, because that's obviously not true.
You said the majority of people that act can probably sing.
Oh, there you go. I did not say all.
Majority? What? So?
But he's not in the majority, is he?
Whatever, Renee.
He's in the minority.
Whatever.
It only needs to be 50.
I feel like I'm arguing with your dad right now.
It only needs to be 51% to be the majority.
I really feel like I'm arguing for your dad.
I think because I'm right. Because if you see all the actors in that movie, one of them had trouble singing. So,
that's what I'm saying.
Do the math right there.
But that's enough to take you out of the movie. It could take you out. Yeah. It could take you out. If someone,
really?
There's a major part of the show, every time they get up to sing, you're kind of like.
I think you're taking it too serious.
But, okay. I mean, you listen to a podcast before. If there's four people on there and one person's hot, it takes you out of the podcast. I'm just saying. Mm. When I say hot, I'm talking about them being extremely loud.
Russell Crowe, it's not like he cannot hold a tune. He can. And he sings okay. Okay. But he sings about as okay as Jay does. And he cannot hold his own.
And I know you was trying to throw off on me, but that's okay.
No, I'm serious. Sure. You can sing better than I can, so.
No, you're trying to throw off on me. It's fine.
Why would I do that?
Because you're Renee.
But he can't hold his own against everybody else.
And I will say, I was exceptionally surprised by Hugh Jackman. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't know that he had previous training. And like I said, you know, I was so, you know, I didn't know who was going to be in Les Mis because I just didn't want to go see it. But Hugh Jackman did an awesome, awesome, awesome job.
Amazing.
And you know, at the beginning of the show, at the beginning of the movie of Les Mis, when they were, you know, pulling the boat in, you know who he looked like and reminded me of?
Who?
Mr. Brian Dunaway. You know, he had that face and that beard going on.
He has a big beard, I think.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, but, he does. But Hugh Jackman did an awesome job, you know.
Yeah, he did great.
But everyone else totally made up for Russell Crowe, you know. And Russell Crowe did a great job in acting, like I said. You know, he made me not like him, which is what he's supposed to do. And I mean, all in all, I was pleasantly surprised and I was pleasantly pleased, and I do not regret going. So thank you, Reggie and Dana.
Thank you for urging him.
Yeah, for urging me, you know, and it was fine. It was fine. And the only thing, and I will say this, there was one part of the movie that helped Russell Crowe out.
Which is?
The part that helped Russell Crowe out was the rude elderly woman that was sitting a row behind us.
Oh my gosh.
With her store-bought Fig Newtons and rustling the wrapper for the first 15 minutes of the show.
Like, it was loud.
It was.
That's what I heard behind me.
So
constantly.
Let's see. While I'm talking, this is what we heard. Where every time that we would, you know, we're sitting there listening to everything, just the rustling of the rapper, and just so, like it's getting on your nerves yeah. right now.
I couldn't even get into the first 15 minutes because this was happening. And I would turn around and look at her and say, and I said, ma'am, can you stop, please? And she, like, she didn't see me.
Right.
Okay. In this movie theater, you can see when somebody turns around and looks up at you because yeah. the stadium seating. I mean, right. I mean you're going to see them. And finally, I had to yell. I was like, ma'am.
Renee said, ma'am. And she waved her hand
because I had to like wave at her for her to see me.
It was almost like Renee was swinging at her.
That is so.
It was great.
It was so rude. I'm like, do you not realize how loud you're being?
I know.
Oh, so upset.
And so I will say that rude elderly woman helped Russell Crowe out.
I love that you called her elderly like that.
Well, she was old.
I know, but what's that got to do with anything?
Because that's how I want to describe her.
Okay.
I didn't want to say, I mean, well,
she had gray hair.
I didn't look at her like that.
Okay.
Was she sitting outside the restroom when we came out? Was that
you know, I don't even know.
I think that was them. But
probably. I should have got up in her face. Lady, what the heck you doing with your Fig Newtons? Because you know you bought them from somewhere else. And there's a reason that movie theaters don't.
Well, here's my thing. Packages. Here's my thing. I don't have a problem with people bringing in food outside the theater at all.
Of course not.
I mean,
I have no problem with that at all.
I've taken McDonald's into a movie theater.
I haven't, but I've taken many a thing, especially in the winter.
And here's the key. Don't either take it out during the credits. I mean, during the trailers to get it ready to eat. Or before you come, put it in some kind of container that you can snap open or something like that.
That is not loud.
Right.
Don't like do a lock and lock. That's not a good idea.
Oh, a lock and lock's fine.
It's loud.
No, it's not. I mean, if you close it back down. So if I go, you know.
It would take me out of the movie.
But it'd be like, it's not like I'm going. You know what I'm saying? To close it back.
I love how we're in this debate. Anyway, but, so yes, I agree with Jay on this. Sorry, I thought something serious was happening.
Oh, sorry. Speakers.
So, Les Mis, and we also, Jay also ordered the 25th anniversary of Les Mis.
Right. I did it last show.
Reggie's suggestion. Oh, you did it in the middle of the show.
Yeah, I did in the middle of the show.
Okay. Never mind. Well, it got here.
Yep, it got here, and so I didn't watch it. I didn't watch it.
Good.
I didn't have to watch it. And even in that one, from what everyone says, you have to look past Nick Jonas in that one. Okay. Even Kim said that when you mentioned it to her. So, you know, I will say to Kim.
Who won't ever listen to this,
that for doubting your taste in Les Mis, I will say, I ask for your forgiveness.
Wow.
So, she will never hear this. So.
Jay, that's where you can apologize. Yep. Jay is a Les Mis snob if I ever saw one.
Well, you know what? I mean, there's just certain things I'm about like that. I mean, there are musicals that I'm out like that, and you see how I am when we go see a drum corps.
Oh.
When we go see a drum corps.
He is criticizing everybody.
Oh, yeah.
For real.
Yep. So, I mean, that's just how I am. I mean, you have your things that you're like that about, too. So,
like what?
Let me try to think. There was, hold on. You have to come back to me, but there's some things that you are on.
Come back around.
Yep.
So, I wanted to talk briefly about a show that I love. Downton Abbey.
Okay, just before we say this.
I'm not going to do any spoilers.
There are going to be no spoilers on the show. I was going to let our listeners know, but Renee decided to go ahead and cut me off because she thought that I was going to tell her, no spoilers, Renee. But no, I'm telling our listeners that we do not do spoilers. See, for the new people that listen to us, we do not do spoilers on the show.
We don't.
So, anyway.
Never.
Go
ever.
Ahead.
Ever. Downton Abbey, the craziest crap happened on Downton. It was, Downton this season is rocking my socks. It is,
yep.
It is every episode, crap happens. And you can't say that about every show of a different series.
Like Walking Dead.
Like Walking Dead. There are some shows where nothing happens in Walking Dead.
Right.
Downton Abbey said nope. And it doesn't seem like too much, kind of. It's weird. There's constantly things happening, but it doesn't seem like too much.
And you know the one thing that I really enjoy about Downton Abbey, mm-hmm. is that it's enough. One of the things that I did not like about Game of Thrones is good.
Right.
But they threw so much at you,
mm-hmm.
the hour felt like 30 minutes. Does that make sense?
Yes.
The hour felt like 30 minutes. And by the time the hour was up, you're just like, crap. What happened? You know, so that's one of the things. But I have to understand too, the difference between Downton Abbey and Game of Thrones is that there are so many storylines in Game of Thrones.
When is Game of Thrones coming back on? Soon?
Probably
it's been gone for a while.
May, I think. March, May.
So yeah, I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
There's so much stuff in the books that they have to stuff everything in, they still leave things out. So
I would
rather them, I don't know, be tasteful about cutting things out.
Right.
But so Downton, a bomb dropped. And I'm just going to say, go watch it. If you haven't watched it, boom.
Yep. Went the room. So on the way home, we did something that we haven't done in probably like almost a year.
Right.
Go ahead.
I was going to tell how we got to there.
Go ahead.
So on Twitter, I was about to go home and I briefly glanced at Twitter and I saw Scott tweet that there's this game that's sold out everywhere and it's super hard to find, and because he was thinking about getting it and he couldn't find it anywhere. So I was like, what is this game? And it's called Ni No Kuni. I hope I'm saying it right. And I was like, I've never heard of this game. Why is it sold out? Like, even big name titles don't get sold out.
Right.
I was like, what the heck is this? So we called GameStop. We decided to go and buy it.
Yep.
On a whim, which
just on a whim.
Yeah,
we haven't done that in a year.
Jay is the one that said, you know what, let's go buy it,
let's do something adventurous, let's go spend $60 on a release day game. Or is it, I think
did it's, it come out today,
Ni No Kuni in video games,
reminds me of NaNoWriMo.
This came out,
I know. $60. I hardly ever, except for WoW, pay $60.
Wow, they're even sold out on
Amazon. What?
1 to 3 weeks.
What? So, we were amazed. It's like, what game is getting, you know, this kind of press?
And, right.
We went in there. The first GameStop we called sold out.
Mm-hmm.
The second GameStop had two copies.
Right.
So we held one and we got there and I looked at the back of the box,
mm-hmm.
and it's like the prettiest anime style. It looks like Spirited Away or House Moving Castle, that kind of anime. It was so pretty. And I was like, I've never played a game with that kind of art style. So I'm really excited about it because it's a role-playing game and I love role-playing. So yeah, we have Ni No Kuni, we're actually going to play after the podcast.
Yep, it came out on the 22nd North America.
Okay, so it's been out for like a week.
Yep. It's been out in Japan since 2011.
Wow.
And then Europe is here on the 1st. So we're definitely going to check it out and play it.
Yep, and we'll tell you how it is.
I'm excited to see it. I mean, I'm looking at some pictures now and it looks great.
I'm excited to play.
Yeah, I'm excited as well. To watch.
We can just end the podcast right now. See you folks. Bye. Go play.
All
right.
So, and then also this weekend, in gaming and stuff like that, I did play another chapter in Halo.
Right. And I didn't ask you, how do you like it?
I enjoyed it. It was the part where I have to go save, the colonel out of the ship. So
I haven't played in like 10 years or something crazy. Right. So,
but I did find out something. So I'm playing Halo, the original one, but it's the one that was redone by 343. Mm-hmm. That's done for 1080p and they new graphics and everything. And I found out if I press the select key, it reverts it back to the old Halo.
Oh my gosh, really? Is it horrible?
Yeah.
I have to watch you do that one.
I was like, wow. So I spent a lot of my time then flipping back and forth.
Just to see the differences?
Just to see the difference.
I bet it's huge.
And I'm scared now because Halo 2 or 3 hasn't been redone.
So you're going to go back to...
I'm scared.
I would be scared too.
When I play 2, I'm going to be like,
yep, the art style is going to be a step down.
I want to jump straight to 4.
But I think if you can, if you want, but I think if you get the story down, like if you get in the story, you'll be okay.
Right, right. So,
and
then,
we did something that
We've been planning to do this since October 2010.
That's crazy.
And this is how much you can tell that we didn't like Cataclysm, or I didn't like Cataclysm. Mm-hmm. There was a sale back in 2010 where you can get the battle chest for like $5. And we were going to do a refer a friend, and we were saving it for the next expansion, which would have been Cata. Mm-hmm. Cata came out, and I just poo-pooed it. So we decided...
You said I just pooped.
I did. We decided this past week that we would finally cash in
a referral friend.
Correct. And so I am rolling my second monk, mm-hmm, along with you doing a mage.
Correct.
And we're also playing two other characters on a different server that, mm-hmm, are our alliance.
Yep.
Just to try out alliance side stuff.
Right.
And we
we are blazing in levels. We're like 32 on one and like 40 something on
the
other.
Yeah, we just hit like 40 something
on
the other.
Nuts.
Of course, on the ones that are 40 is the server where we have the most support from our other characters.
Yeah, that's true.
And I have to say, rolling on a new server with refer a friend makes it tight. Getting gear tight.
You know me. I like that.
Right. I like that,
too. I like
too.
The raw start.
And I have to say, I do also like the changes that they made to tanking.
Right.
Because on a whim, I changed from a healing spec to a taking spec.
And it was flawless, right?
It was almost flawless.
Nice.
You know, and I'm kind of glad they made some of those changes they did. Right now, I would be a failed tank if it was back the way it was back in Wrath.
So, yeah. So, I'm loving WoW. Mm-hmm. I love to level. I like to pull yourself up by the bootstraps method.
Yep.
I like where I can send bags to myself as well.
Yeah.
That's nice too.
I mean, it's just the stuff where I would like to have 4 14 slot bags.
Yeah. And the favorite part of WoW for me is the levels like 1 to like 40 or 1 to 50.
Right.
Actually, 1 to 80 are my favorites. And then once I hit 80, then I'm like, meh, and I don't want to go to start another one.
Right.
Even though I like in-game.
Right.
Pet battles this week, I did finish up spawn of Onyxia, Deathswallow Marsh. Mm-hmm. I got my rare. Woo-hoo.
And what level are your teams up to now?
My team's up to like 12, 13, and 14 around there.
Okay.
So now I'm in 1,000 needles to get a Twilight Iguana.
Twilight Iguana. I want that. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, Twilight Iguana. So.
And then on our Refer Friends tunes, we did get to run a dungeon with Miz. One of our listeners and friends.
Love Miz.
It was fun running with you.
I know. And you did a great job as tank.
Yeah, and the cool thing was that she was in like half ret gear when she was healing me.
And there was no problems at all.
Uh-uh.
That's
uh-uh.
crazy. So yeah, so thanks, Miz. It was super fun. I'll run with you anytime.
Yep.
And I surprised Jay today.
Yep. Renee, so this morning I was at work, and then I saw an email come in from Steam that said, someone gifted you a game of Sleeping Dogs. And I was like, what is this game? Who gifted me this? And it was Renee.
Yay.
And I was like, what's going on? I was like, why did you buy me this game? And he was like, it was on sale. So if you missed the sale, I'm sorry.
Is it still going on?
Nah, it was three. Well, it may be. I know it's in the last hour if it's not. If it is on sale, it's in the last hour.
Oh, okay.
But you can get Sleeping Dogs for $9.99.
And I was like, I can't pass that up, and I can't believe that we hadn't seen it.
Right. So we got Sleeping Dogs, and I am looking now, and it is off sale. So
sorry, guys.
Sorry,
I tweeted it out this morning. So
I mean, it's down to $29.99
now. But we got
it for $9.99.
So and I don't think it's gonna get any lower than that for a long, long time. So I was happy with my purchase and surprise, because I don't get to surprise him that much. So that was really nice. And he took forever to check his email. I was like, we need to go check his email.
Right.
When he's gonna check his freaking email.
Right. Right. And so I finally did, and it was, I was just a little busy at work, and I had meetings and whatnot, so.
I predict I will not play that game at least for another year, probably. Too many games.
Yep.
And speaking of another game that I'm probably not going to play for a while.
The Secret World.
It was on sale.
It was on sale.
How much?
It was on sale at EA for $10.
I like $10 games.
So, I mean, it's free to play. It's an MMO. And some people saying just the story behind it's pretty good.
Yeah, like some people play it as a single player.
Right.
Kind of thing.
So we'll be able to play that together. It's by Funcom, one of the creators of, I think they did, Conan one? Was it Conan?
Conan the Barbarian.
No, Conan. Was it the Conan game? Anyway, but they also did Anarchy Online. That was my sci-fi MMO that I played back in the day with good old Bryce and stuff. So.
Maybe we'll make characters this weekend and play like the first level or two.
I heard it's like a 25 gig download, so we had to download it. And then I've been told that then there's the patch,
You know what? We'll wait. That's a pretty big game. I don't want to put it on my PC.
And then,
Jinx. Give me a Coke.
Okay, I'll get you one later.
I didn't know about the Coke thing until I was older. It's funny.
Yep.
I dove into playing BioShock. I think I played some before.
Yeah, you played some before.
But then I played a lot this past weekend. Super fun. I'm still not out of the first, I'm still in the hospital area. So I haven't played a ton, but I like it. And it gets my blood pumping.
Yeah.
Because I look around every corner and I totally expect somebody to be there every time.
Yep.
So it gets my blood pumping. But I like it. I'm having fun. I'm interested to see what happens. So there's BioShock. I think there's three of those I have to play. So.
Yeah. And actually there's two, and then there's Infinite.
And that's coming out in March.
I also played a little bit of BioShock. I didn't get as much time as you did. I got about 30 minutes in before Downton. And I'm getting used to the whole, single player, first person shooter, RPG thing, But, I have to totally get used to it. I mean, I played Halo, played that. And then you also played a little bit of lore, Tomb Raider too, didn't you?
Oh, I played more Tomb Raider, and I played a ton. I got through two levels of Tomb Raider, actually.
Oh, nice.
So I think I'm getting close to the end. I'm not sure. Maybe.
Uh-oh. Are you getting sad?
No, I'm good. Because of that, I have other Tomb Raider games to play. So, so that's all. So most of our media was games this week.
The fridge is not prepared.
And we're into one of the, boom. Boom.
that's
I hate that commercial.
The Subway commercial.
I have to say, there are two commercials that have my attention now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you the bad one first. It's the Subway commercial. Well, I can't remember what they're talking about. But at the end of it, they got the black guy throwing his hands up and going boom to the sub. That freaking commercial.
Hate that one.
Grates my freaking nerves. I said freaking.
Yes,
okay,
you did.
Okay.
Still PG.
But I'm telling you, it drives me nuts. And I just want to walk up to that guy and just punch him in the face. And you ask, why do I have to describe the guy as a black guy? Because
okay, this time it's relevant.
Yes. It's relevant because he's doing the stereotypical boom. Yeah, like, yeah, brother. You know what I'm saying? Boom shakalaka. I'm like, come on, man.
So what's the one you love?
And you like this one too.
I do. It's funny.
And then there's the booking.com commercial that is booking hilarious.
So I don't feel like I'm supposed to like it, but I really like it.
It's just done great.
Yeah, it's great. They use booking for subbed in for the
explicit
word, that the
yep.
other word.
Yep.
So and this is so it is so booking great, and you did such a
booking
great
job.
Booking job.
Look at that view.
Look
at that booking view.
So it's so funny. We always laugh every time we say it.
So I say all that to how did I even get on the whole commercial thing?
Because I said boom.
Oh yeah, boom. Okay. So weight loss update week 30 for Renee and I. I lost 1.8 pounds for a total of 74.8. And Renee, you lost
2.2 pounds for a grand total of 75.6.
What? So for this week, we lost a total of 4 pounds. Mm-hmm. Grand total 150.4 pounds.
150 pounds. We have lost the weight that I want to be. Woo!
Woo! So, way to go, Team Valentine.
Thanks, Tiffany.
Uh-huh.
She said, very good job.
I know. I saw that.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Brush my shoulders off.
And then,
I didn't do frog pants.
Okay, that's fine.
Because I failed.
You have tomorrow.
Yeah.
To do it.
I'll do it tomorrow.
And then Renee made a new recipe this weekend that was amazing.
Little on the spicy side. But it was good.
Little. It was awesome, though.
Yeah, that's his kind of thing. It's spicy Southwest. I added the spicy part. Southwest chicken black bean soup.
Oh, you did add the spicy part?
Yeah, it doesn't say spicy on the recipe, but I added it. It's really good. Like, you just throw a whole bunch of crap in a crock pot, and it's ready 8 hours later on low. Or I could have done 4 hours on high, but I wanted the slow cook of that. So stuff would blend, and it was really good. It was a little spicy, so next Jay likes it, so I don't know. I have to figure out a good medium between his really spicy and mine.
Yep.
Not so spicy. So yeah, so there's no soup for tomorrow too, because I've just been done.
So are we gonna have
I don't know what we're eating tomorrow. Oh I was gonna make the casserole tomorrow.
Okay,
so make sure you eat a snack.
Okay.
We're talking about little mundane stuff on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway,
I
mean, so yeah.
I may have some wings tomorrow.
Yeah,
I don't know. We'll see.
And this is recent. Today, matter of fact. There's some drama in the taco world.
Oh, yeah. Some drama going on in the taco world. So as you all have come to know, one of the things about Louisville is that Louisville is a town that is proud about keeping it weird, you know?
Right.
They like to be local. They like local stuff. They like, they want an 86-64.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to kill the interstate. The interstate is killing the city's revenue of local businesses. Mm-hmm. But there is a restaurant here called Taco Punk. Now, I can't remember if we talked to you all about Taco Punk.
Yeah, we went a while ago.
And it's expensive.
It's good. Expensive, though, so that's why we haven't gone back, because
it's and overrated.
Not worth it.
But what Taco Punk did, they're in the new hipster area that we've talked about, which is Nulu, N-U-L-U, and they're in this section of town, and they have started a Kickstarter.
$20,000 goal.
For a $20,000 goal. And they started a Kickstarter, and the Keep Louisville Weird people have flown through the roof, because they are like, if you're trying to keep Louisville weird and you're supposed to have your income based off of local and everything else, you shouldn't have to do a Kickstarter.
Yeah, and so I think the concern's a little overblown personally. But yeah. He has reached $4,415, uh-huh. which isn't bad. And I looked at the rewards that are offered.
Right.
Like, the very top one is $5,000 or more.
Right.
And they will, and you get a full swag pack. And they talk about that earlier.
Right.
A free punk platter card. So you get a free platter.
Okay.
And you get an invitation for four to their exclusive Kickstarter party with complimentary food and drinks.
Okay.
And they will close the restaurant for a private party for you and your 50 guests. So that's for $5,000 or more. That's a very top level. But
okay.
I mean, there are other things. If you like, I don't know. I mean,
so
if you like Taco Puckaton and you want to give money to them, you know.
Right, right. And the thing is that, I mean, people complain that the tacos aren't that great. You know, they
I
pretty
think
much
good.
They I didn't mind them.
I like the corn.
The tortillas, they called them paper mache.
Yeah.
Tortillas.
They did. They were coming down on their tortillas.
It was just crazy how you know, it was just crazy how, I'm telling you, the drama going on in Louisville around food places has just been
our hipsters
awesome.
Are crazy. They get off in arms.
Did we ever talk to anyone about, did we ever mention about Lynn's Paradise
yes.
closing? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So yeah.
That was a couple of weeks ago.
Okay. Okay. I was making sure.
So yeah. So that's the food.
All right.
Food's been good.
At Valentine's
odds and ends. Odds and ends.
You helping Johnny Feisty sing.
I was.
We have some birthdays.
Oh, guess what? We don't have guests.
No, we have no guests.
So I can do this right here.
Yeah.
Here we go.
You can start our lovely. Okay.
All right.
So we have birthdays.
Oh, yeah.
We missed this last birthday because I don't have her on my social. I guess I don't have her on Facebook, so I didn't know.
Oh, okay.
Mrs. birthday was last Tuesday.
Oh, but I told you it was her birthday.
Yes.
Last week.
Yes, and I wished her a happy birthday, but I didn't know it was coming.
Right.
So we didn't tell her last Monday.
Right.
So happy belated birthday, Miz. You are one of our favorite peeps.
Happy birthday, Miz.
See you at Dragon Con.
Yep, yep.
And
on
someone
Wednesday,
close to you.
Yep. Oh, on Tuesday. It's my dad's birthday.
Happy birthday, Mr. Valentine.
Happy birthday, Dad.
I said hi first. Hi.
Yep, she said hi first. And then on Wednesday, there's two awesome birthdays. There is Jeff, Ziegler, or Sully. Happy birthday, dude.
Happy birthday. Yep.
And then also, the Zone Comic Shop is their 20th year anniversary. So, we're going to stop by there on Wednesday.
That's all 20 years?
20 years that
okay,
the Zone
so,
has been going.
Yeah, so he's going from the original owners. But
Yep.
Yeah, but it's, yeah, that's pretty awesome.
And then on Thursday, I want to say hello to Sandy Dinger, Bill's wife.
Hi.
Happy birthday to you.
Hi, Sandy.
And there's one that I know he would rather have Renee read it than I read it. So, who else's birthday is on Thursday?
Christopher Dunn's birthday, a.k.a. Malinor.
You said it was too loud?
Yeah, I didn't say it. I was being...
I thought you were trying to twist my boob or something.
I probably shouldn't have said his real name. But
oh, Malinor?
Yeah. It's Malinor's birthday on Thursday. Because sometimes people might not want their real names out there.
Yeah.
Maybe you should bleep that. I don't know. Or I can ask him if it's okay. Anyway.
Somebody calling you. Is that your mom?
It's Kimberly.
Oh.
We told her after 8:30, but apparently she doesn't listen.
Yeah, it's all good.
So yeah, so the those are our birthdays. We don't have any other odds and ends.
Yep.
I love you guys. Y'all are awesome.
Yep. And then we don't have a podcast of the week.
No.
This week.
There's some podcasts that I probably have for next week because put some new ones on my feed. So
you did?
Uh-huh.
All right.
But if you want to tell us how much you think Jay is going to love Deep Impact more than Armageddon, you can reach us by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. If you want to tweet us, ask us a question, our Twitter feed is ValentineCast. And
you can call us. You can call us at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. Video can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. That is youtube.com/ValentineCast.
Valentine class.
Yeah, Valentine class. That's coming up soon.
And it's almost our day.
Yep. My Twitter feed, you can find it at TheCowboy, TheCaoBoi. And Renee's Twitter feed is TheIceFlow, TheIceFlow. And I just want to say hi to my sister.
Hi. I love her. She's the sweetest person.
She is.
She is amazing. She's awesome.
Tell mom we said hi. And tell my nieces and nephews I said hi. And we
just
love
like
you
that.
Guys. Chat room, Tiffany, Hendo, thank you for hanging out
thank
with
you.
Us.
Thank you.
And thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you listening to this on your podcast, on your pod. Bearing machines.
And thank you, Jay, for producing the podcast. I really appreciate it.
And thank you, Renee, for doing an awesome job with the notes.
Aw, we're a team.
Oh yeah. You all have a great week. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye guys.
Bye.
Boom.
Hey, yeah.